So we are joined here in the media center with the pro stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson. His second qualifying pass of 6.517 seconds at 211.73 miles per hour during Friday's session took him to the top of the category and remained through Saturday. Greg, talk about securing your eighth number one qualifier this season and what this means to your team and how you're looking for that win on Sunday.
Well, it meant everything yesterday. Yesterday we were definitely kings out there, and we had the racetrack, I guess, sort of figured out, and our car made sweet runs, and today we came out and we struggled with the sun on the racetrack. So, unfortunate, we just didn't make the right moves today. So, today definitely a learning experience, and glad it wasn't Sunday today. We get another shot tomorrow. Obviously, we have to learn what to do differently when the sun is on the racetrack. You still have great, great air out there. The air quality is actually better than it was yesterday. You should have been able to run faster than we did yesterday, and we were slower. So we obviously turned the wrong screws, but we learned from it. You got to learn from it and go forward. Like I say, today is just a practice day going into tomorrow. We know certainly things not to do now for tomorrow. Hopefully, we do the right things when it comes out tomorrow. So you just never know. It's going to be hotter again tomorrow. And, you know, conditions are going to change a little bit again. So you have to make the correct moves. You can't just run the same setup every time you go up there. Every time that track temperature changes, you have to change. So obviously we got two runs today that we've got good data on. And, yes, we didn't make forward gains, but even backward gains are learning experiences. And you know what you cannot do for tomorrow. So that's good news. And, you know, we'll go back and pour through our notes and analyze exactly what we did with all four cars and figure out what we need to be doing for tomorrow and hopefully have a better product tomorrow. So feel a little bit bad that we kind of underachieved today, but that's okay. It's not race day yet. Tomorrow's race day. As long as we get it right for tomorrow and learn from today, it'll all be good. I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.